Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi Clubbers,
I'm Nicole Goodman
and I'm Lauren Mishcon,
and this is a weekly chance to look back at what we have learned on the show.
Welcome to Self-Care Club Snippets.
Lauren.
Yes, Nicole.
I'd like to start today's show with a story,
please,
if I may.
Please.
A family of four are travelling in a car on a country lane on Christmas Eve night. Picture the scene. There is snow on the ground. Christmas songs are coming from the radio and the children and the parents are all singing along. It's wondrous. Mum and Dad smile to one another and hold hands. The camera then pans out to the open road as the music gets louder. What do you think happens next?
Well, without any doubt, either a huge truck comes in the opposite direction and they skid off the road, or Dad like turns around to smile at the kids and again they skid off the road and fall down the side of the mountain and crash and burn and die.
Jesus Christ.
Obviously.
You've got vivid imagination going there, woman. Well, yes, because that's how our mind works. The minute we see something as joyous, we naturally assume something catastrophic is going to happen. And that is what this week's show is about, joy. So that story was from one of Brené Brown's talks on the power of vulnerability. Dr. Brené Brown is an American author who has spent decades studying the topics of courage, vulnerability, shame, and empathy. She is, to date, the author of 5 number one New York Times bestsellers and holds the record for the most watched TED Talk of all time. Brown teaches us that joy is the most under-experienced emotion we have. In one of her many appearances on Oprah Winfrey's Super Soul Conversations, the two women are discussing joy. Oprah asks her, why do we stop ourselves from feeling joy? I'm sure she doesn't say it that screechily.
No, I'm sure she doesn't.
All right.
I'm not laughing because of that. I'm laughing because my grandfather always used to say, oh, that lovely woman, Oprah Winfrey. That's why I'm laughing, because I hoped you'd say it like that.
Yeah, you've probably been surprised that I didn't.
Oprah Winfrey.
The two women are discussing joy. Oprah asks her, why do we stop ourselves from feeling joy? Brené Brown replies, when we lose our tolerance for vulnerability, joy becomes foreboding. And when Oprah asks her, why do we do... When Oprah asks her, why do we do that? Brené replies, because we are terrified of it being taken away. What we do in moments of joyfulness is we try to beat vulnerability to the punch so we don't enjoy moments fully. We hold back, waiting for the next shoe to drop. We try to dress rehearse tragedy so we can beat vulnerability to the punch.
Denying yourself joy is sadly quite common, and people fall into fear much quicker than they do joy. But joy and happiness can be learned behaviour. It's not something that some people just happen to have and others don't. It's a state of mind and then a state of being. Only a very small percentage of people have what's known as the happiness gene. So if we don't learn how to be joyful, we will naturally fall into negative thought processes and behaviours. Nicole, do you know there is a name for this fear of being joyful?
There isn't.
There is. Do you love it?
Go, I do love it, okay. Because I've now got about 12 people in my mind. Go on.
It's called cheddar-phobia.
Cheddar-phobia?
No, cheddar-phobia. Nothing to do with cheddar.
No, because I hate cheese.
Do you?
Yeah, so I thought, oh my God, it's got a name. Cheddar-phobia.
I suspect that is a name for fear of cheese and it won't be cheddar-phobia.
It should be.
It should be, but it isn't. Now, cheddar-phobia is a phobia where a person has an irrational aversion to being happy. It's a form of anxiety disorder, and the anxiety is related to taking part in activities that would be thought to make you happy or bring you joy. So a quick disclaimer here, this is a condition that hasn't been widely researched or defined, but there are a number of mental health experts who talk on the subject.
Okay.
So I'll give you some examples, please, of symptoms associated with cheddar-phobia. Experiencing anxiety at the thought of going to a joyful social gathering like a party, a concert, or a similar event.
Do you get that? I'm just wondering if you and I have a fear of being joyful. I don't get that.
I definitely have had that.
Okay.
I have, at times, I have had that. More in my younger years, I'd say, than now.
Interesting.
Well, now we don't go anywhere.
Now you don't need it. I wonder if we're probably all going to have a bit in this.
Social anxiety once we're allowed out.
Yeah, well, you know, horrendous. First vaccine's been given today. It's coming. It's a coming.
To a woman.
Yes. So happy. Margaret.
Another example is rejecting opportunities that could lead to a positive life change due to a fear that something bad will follow.
I think that's quite common.
Yeah, very common. And also a refusal to participate in activities that most would call fun.
Again, I know about common, but I can see why people might think that fun is just frivolous and a bit of a waste of time. I don't feel that way, but I would imagine there's many people that do.
And so these are some of the key thoughts that a person who experiences charophobia might include. So this is the sort of things they might be thinking.
Okay.
Being happy will mean something bad will happen to me.
Oh, God.
Happiness makes you a bad or a worse person. That's a weird one.
Yeah. I wonder why happiness would make you a bad person.
My guess would be you would have to have come from some sort of past trauma to feel like that.
Yes.
Trying to be happy is a waste of time and effort.
Yep.
I prefer not to be too joyful because usually joy is followed by sadness and disaster will often follow good fortune. So some people have problems allowing themselves the slightest joy or pleasure because they feel undeserving of it. It can stem from a past physical or emotional trauma. And the assumption is that happiness cannot be stable or constant and only bad luck's going to follow it. So there's no point believing in happiness and well-being in the first place. But of course,
Jesus, how debilitating is this phobia?
Incredibly.
Yeah.
But of course, it leaves you totally unable to experience one of the most important places we all strive for, happiness. And a huge component to happiness is, of course, joy.
Joy positively plays a part on our mood as well as our health. Studies show that joyful people have less chance of having a heart attack, maintain a healthier blood pressure, and tend to have lower cholesterol levels. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it
is. Happier people have lower cholesterol
levels. Well, it's the mind-body connection, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's stress. And stress is just that silent killer. There's also research to prove that joy boosts our immune systems, fights stress and pain, and improves our chance of living a longer life. Add to the fact that joyful people tend to be more patient, kind, and creative than their peers. Studies have shown that they're also more likely to have healthy, meaningful relationships that last. The science shows that our brains work significantly better when they are in a positive state as opposed to a negative one. So prioritizing your joy could be the magic ingredient for your wellness needs.
Joy is a universal human emotion and we are all capable of feeling it, says Ingrid Fettel-Lee, the author of Joyful, The Surprising Power of Ordinary Things to Create Extraordinary Happiness. That's a long title for a book.
I mean, that is a long IRL.
Ingrid says, if you look at children, you can see that joy is sort of effortless. Kids naturally find joy in the world around them. As we get older, we're pressured to put aside a lot of the things that bring us joy. We have to act serious and we don't play as much. Our culture has a bias towards seriousness, cynicism, coolness and distance, as opposed to exuberance, enthusiasm and vibrancy. These are the things that really bring us joy. Very British, isn't it? Coolness, distance, cynicism as well.
Yeah, and people understand it more than they do. If someone comes into an office all bouncing and full of life, really
bit
most
suspicious
people, be like, what is she taking or what's with her, because she's happy or he's happy.
Even like being in America for the first time and going into a shop, the whole retail experience in America,
the whole service experience.
How are you today? Have a great day. And you're like, go away, weirdo. You know, you don't get that in Boots.
You really don't get that in Boots.
That in the queue at H&M, do you?
Next. And I'll tell you where you definitely don't get it is in Zara.
Oh, but that is a different vibe because they're Spanish. They are too cool.
I don't know what goes on with their customer service and their customer training. But do they tell them all to be really abrasive and rude and fucked off? They don't encourage joy at Zara.
They don't engage. They're just living in their own sort of Spanish Penelope Cruz sort of movie. Okay. I basically do work in Zara.
You just don't get paid.
I know the stock at all times.
You just don't get paid.
Yeah. Often people will come up to me in Zara and say, do you have this in a size 10? I'll be like, well, it's not actually over here. It's just actually at the front.
You do not.
I do.
I find Zara the most joyless place on earth. Can I just put that out there? The most joyless place on earth.